Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
hVIVO put some significant news out this morning, and here to talk us through it is Andrew Catchpole, their Chief Scientific Officer. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you.
So can you give us a quick overview of the contract you've signed today?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're delighted to have signed a contract for an influenza challenge study, and it's to test the antiviral efficacy of a prophylactic drug, actually. So really excited to be moving forward with this product.
And it sounds like a complex trial to me. So is that why it's split into two parts? Can you talk us through that bit?
It's split into two parts because it's actually standard practice to test in a safety cohort first the exact dosing regimen and have data on that before you then progress to efficacy testing. So that's what's being done here. So there's an initial cohort to test the safety of the dosing regimen. Then we move on straight away with the efficacy testing. And with challenge studies, of course, we're not bound by seasonality. We don't have to wait for the season to start when the winter season to be able to do these challenge studies. We can conduct them all year round. So we can conduct this in a very efficient manner. So as soon as we have the data from the first part, we're able to immediately move forward with the efficacy testing component of the study.
So these human challenge trials then, does it make it easier to conduct a complex trial like this through, you know, splitting it, as you say?
It makes it easier in the sense that it's more efficient because you can start it straight away. You don't have this gap. For example, if you did your safety study and then it might be 3-4 months before the flu season starts off. So to do a traditional sort of field trial where you're waiting for people to be infected in the community, you can have a lot of time lag. Actually, you don't have that time lag with challenge studies at all. You can go straight away and administer and immediately start your efficacy testing as soon as you've got the data from that safety cohort. So they're very much more efficient ways of testing and getting that early proof of concept data.
Now, Andrew, yourself and the hVIVO team, you have extensive experience in this antiviral testing field. Why are these therapies so important?
So they're really important. I mean, in the flu field, we've got some antivirals, but they're not as effective as we would like them to be. So we really need some new novel antivirals to really increase that efficacy. And actually, human challenge studies are really a powerful way of testing that proof of concept. Do these drugs actually work? And they're very effective at doing that. And prophylactic administered drugs actually can be quite difficult to test in traditional studies because you have to administer them before they come exposed. And of course, you have no idea about when they're going to become exposed. So that means in a field trial where you naturally expose people and you have no idea about the timing of exposure, it can take a lot of people and a lot of different events to actually get the data and understand whether your drug's actually working or not. In a challenge study, you can control exactly the timing of when you take the drug and the timing of exposure to the pathogen, in this case, influenza. So because we can control those two timings so precisely, it means we can cut through all the noise and directly test whether if you prophylactically administer this drug, you can get efficacy. And it's really very powerful in that way. You can get very efficient data very quickly with human challenge studies.
So Andrew, historically, challenge trials were run to assess vaccines. You seem to be getting more traction in this antiviral therapy. Why do you think that is?
So if we go back over the decades of conducting human challenge studies, we've seen studies for both types. We've tested vaccines and antivirals. But in the last decade, yes, it's true. I think we've tested more vaccines than we have antivirals. And we're absolutely now seeing more antiviral testing products coming forward for human challenge studies. And what we believe this is a reflection of what's going on in the scientific community at this point in time. As we see funding into vaccines actually decreasing, So there's less money to take these products forward. That funding instead is being diverted to antivirals and treatments. So we are actually seeing antivirals and treatment products getting more funding than perhaps they have done in prior years, and that's being reflected in increased business for antiviral testing at hVIVO.
And what is it then about hVIVO that made this company choose you and choose to partner to run this trial with yourselves?
So we have really extensive experience in conducting human viral challenge studies, and their product is ideal for testing a challenge study because the prophylactic administration makes that much more straightforward to test with a human viral challenge study. And actually, also, we have invested in recent years in new influenza challenge viruses, and these are really attractive to our clients because they're very potent, they give good levels of disease, which means you get an increased signal and their greater ability to show efficacy. So that combination of really deep experience and understanding of how to conduct these studies and all that goes around that, the joined up labs, the medical writing, the stats, everything that you need to understand to get an effective study, and these brand new challenge viruses, I think, is a very compelling reason for our clients.
Well, that's fascinating, Andrew. And thank you so much for your time this morning. I know you're incredibly busy, and congratulations on today's news.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.